WTTN 1580 AM News Talk Radio, built for the 99%, is rural Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Got a text from a listener. Counts as the first caller for the three-caller rule for the T-shirt. So first one is a text. Listener made a very good point, and it requires, and there is one, a very good response. Listener said, well, why should the taxpayers pay to clean up forever chemicals? They're the responsibility of corporations. Corporations should pay for them. So why should we allocate any legislative money to clean up forever chemicals? And there's a very simple solution. The listener is correct. They should do it. But let me tell you something. I'm aware of one piece of environmental litigation up in Brown County that went on for years, over 10 years. It's complicated litigation. Companies say it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Somebody else. Under the Superfund Act and some other environmental acts, whoever owns the property is liable, even if it was somebody back in the title chain who did it. There's questions about responsibility. And in the meantime, the forever chemicals get worse. So the proposal from the Democrats, which I support 100%, is let's clean it up now. Let's clean it up now, not let it get worse. And then there will be a bill to hand to somebody. There'll be damages that are certain. You won't have to try the damages phase of the trial. Or if you do, it'll be a very short phase because it'll be, you know, we had to pay $200 million to do this. And here are the experts we retained. And then it'll all be about liability. And you hand that bill and sue on it. But, you know, to say that because it's the responsibility of the company, we should sit back and do nothing, give the bill to the company, hope that they pay. Have you ever heard of a company that gets a bill and just pays it that they don't want to pay? I mean, the answer is no. There is no such company. There will be litigation. It'll be very, very time-consuming, dragged out, expensive litigation. And ultimately, there will be a cleanup order. It could be 10 years later. A lot of deer are going to get infected with this. And at some point, you can't clean up certain things. You cannot clean up the deer herd in the state. You can try, but they don't stay in Marinette County. So my response to the listener, good point. Ultimately, the bill does go to the corporations. The Republicans are doing this to protect the corporations because they know the reason they won't give any money to clean it up and it'll spread. At some point, it'll be hard to assess liability to any specific corporation. Some corporation up in Marinette or somewhere, you can say, okay, well, they did it, but it just showed up in Dane County, okay? Well, in Dane County, maybe there's firefighting foam being used at the airport, yeah, okay. But there are creeks and other places that are going to get it. It's going to migrate. It's going to be very hard scientifically to nail down the damages to any one company. Let's get it cleaned up. Let's keep deer hunting in this state so that you're not just deer hunting for a trophy on the wall, okay? And you have to get rid of the meat. A lot of people, including me, like venison, and I like clean venison. I do not like poison venison. So there you have it. I don't think this is too hard to understand. Listener made a great point. The bill has to go to the corporations, but you got to do something. The house is burning down. You have got to go in and put out the fire with the fire department, then send the bill to the arsonist. But you don't just stand there and say, well, it's the arsonist, and he just took off, or he's out of business. No, you don't do that. We've got to preserve the environment in the state because it's the right thing to do. Because frankly, I like clean water and I like fresh air. But more importantly, you know what the economic impact of tourism is in the state? Hunting, fishing, snowmobiling, water skiing, swimming, cabins on lakes, pristine lakes, cabins on lakes that are infected with forever chemicals are not going to attract anybody. They're not going to attract water skiers. They're not going to attract swimmers. They're not going to attract fishermen. They're not going to attract hunters. Okay, we're going to the line. Mark of the Sack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, as a lifelong hunter, I mean, I was pretending I was hunting out in the woods before I was old enough to actually go out and hunt. That and fish, you know, grew up, you know, fishing, you know, that it's just disgusting how Republicans, who some used to be, actually care about the environment, just don't give a rip anymore about it. That I'm reminded of a cartoon I saw of during Revolutionary War days. They were pouring tea down a tax collector's thing, and they had the he had been tarred and feathered, and in the background there was a gallows, which I don't like to talk about that, but I mean they're actually forcing the tea down his throat. And these Republicans should be forced to drink the water that they think is fine for the rest of us to drink. That they don't care about the forever chemicals, and similarly they didn't really care about, you know, putting restrictions on deer farms that let CWD just spread rampant around this state, because I'm convinced that that's some of the epicenters of CWD were from the deer farms. They should have shut those things down back in the 80s when there was other diseases breaking out at some of these deer farms. That, and they said you buy those people out and say no, you know, that we just don't need, you know, what it's just simply not hunting when you are, you know, that these are basically, some of those deer farms are basically tame deer. There's nothing wild harvest about it, you know, hunting a deer on a deer farm. That there's other forms of game farms, you know, like for pheasants and stuff like that, where it's more or less closer to a wild experience, but it's just simply, you know, deer, you know, for big game, it's simply not, just not the same thing.
I mean, I want clean game. I want it. If you harvest something, you can eat it. I mean, come on. And what we got right now is, you say, why should these people, I mean, don't they see that, or shouldn't they drink it themselves and all this kind of stuff? And the point of the matter is, someday they will be their grandchildren. But what's happening is a lot of them just sit and think, well, you know, I'm in Ladysmith, or I'm in Monroe, or I'm in Keewaskum, or I'm in Milwaukee, and it hasn't gotten to me yet, and it won't in my lifetime. And I like the status. And if I don't vote this way, Voss will tell our donors, they'll put up a primary candidate, and I won't be a big man anymore. I will not be a big man anymore. I have nothing else going on in my life. So they go along with it. That's what's happening. I mean, we have a robot legislature. We really do. I mean, these are people who simply are following orders. It's a Putin-like Russian Duma. The Duma is the Russian parliament. Well, you know, you get to be in the Russian parliament if you're a friend of Vladimir Putin. That's about it. And so here's the deal. I mean, quite frankly, Mark, we have got to get control of the environment in the state. And we did for years. And it was bipartisan. Bipartisan. Republican lawmakers supported clean water. Republicans don't support clean water anymore. You know, they were going to let Foxconn dump something like 7 million gallons a day of effluent into Lake Michigan down Racine County, 7 million a day, and they didn't even have to file an environmental impact statement. They were exempted from it by Walker. So they're dumping stuff in, and somebody from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel could go up and say, that looks kind of nasty. What's in there that you're dumping 7 million gallons a day? And they go, well, it's none of your business. Walker said we didn't have to tell you, okay? This is the Republican Party. The Republican Party is poisoning our water. It's as simple as that. They're letting the donors poison our water, and they support legislation to say, okay, well, you can't even DNR test wastewater. Stuff's going in our water. You can't test it because Voss has to pass the regulation under the lame duck law. You see what I'm saying, Mark? You see what I'm saying? Thanks for calling in, Mark. That's a terrific point. Really, really appreciate it. We have a Supreme Court in this state right now that cost us $50 million. $50 million. They're the $50 million court. They cost the state $50 million. Why did they do that? Because they overturned Tony Evers' mask mandate. And in the coronavirus relief package, $1.9 trillion, you forfeit some money for food programs if you don't have an emergency order in place. A little over a dozen states don't have it, normally right-wing states, and they say, what the heck? Well, in this case, Evers put it in. The governor can put it in. The Republican Supreme Court, 4-3, said he couldn't, only Voss can, because the Supreme Court ruled that Voss is the governor back in the lame duck legislation and litigation back in the lame duck period of Scott Walker. And they issued, this is unbelievable. They issued the decision on March 31st. If they had issued the decision on April 1st, it would not have cost us $50 million. All they had to do is tell the clerk, wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow. They didn't do that. They didn't wait till tomorrow. It cost us $50 million. I assume it was because they were ignorant and didn't know. They are the Supreme Court. They should know the law. They should know the law. They have clerks. I was a law clerk to a judge. He knew the law, and he knew the law because we spent a lot of time researching the law for the judge for whom we clerk. What happens now by doing it March 31st is, as of March 31st, there's no emergency order in the state. So we're losing our $50 million of our allotment for May. They'd done it April 1st. It would have kicked till June, and that would have been time to have kept fighting about an emergency order. And we're going to lose $50 million a month from now on for 12 months and another 12 months, as long as Voss and the Republican Supreme Court say, there's no coronavirus, there's no emergency, no reason for a mask order. I don't care what other states do, even Republican states, no reason for a mask order. $50 million, $600 million a year, Republican Party is costing us. It's better than the $4.5 billion that they promised to Foxconn and the billion in train and Medicaid money they turned down. They're vandals. They can't handle money. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.